up.
98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to
me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Pedicures.
Karaoke.
And spice bags.
98 FM.
Welcome to Friday's edition of Matchy Matchy. It's your chance to win phenomenal prizes. All you need to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan, and if you do, you could be winning all of these.
Keep talk on the clock, because these prizes don't stop.
Heat up your garden and your life with a Chiminea.
Win a pedicure for two.
An electronic dartboard.
A new karaoke machine.
100 euro laundry voucher.
A night out bowling.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
And stop throwing shapes. Throw an axe instead.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Thank you.
Has AI Rebecca gotten more posh?
I think, yeah, and I don't know what accent AI Brendan has, but thank you, AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Best.
We really value you. Good morning to Kim, who's in Dunleary. You're on 98 FM. Kim, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Kim, happy Friday. What are your plans for the weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Friday today. Well, I've got to walk my dog now. Then I've got Pilates, then I've got tennis. Then I'm meeting my mum, my sister, my niece for lunch.
Just, Kim, you're flat out.
I know, yeah.
That's a lot.
The bed's down the end of the stairs, facing me for a walk. We're looking at being quiet.
What's your dog called?
Lenny or Leonard.
Oh, Leonard. Lenny.
Is he Leonard if he's bold?
If he's bold, yeah. If he's
Kim,
bold,
that's so
yeah.
funny. My parents' cat is a Leonard.
Yeah, he is.
Oh. Yeah.
Runners going on, and starts barking and running around. So we're lucky now we've got a bit of peace.
Good, good, good. Kim, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, myself or Brendan?
I'll play with yourself, Rebecca.
Rebecca is off to the soundproof booths. Enjoy those few peaceful moments in that soundproof booth, and let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy this morning with Kim in Dunleary. Kim, are you feeling confident?
No, I'm really bad at thinking on the spot.
Okay, I've every faith in you.
If I can feel myself, I'd be happy. You know?
I've every faith in you, Kim. Okay, the first word this morning is hair.
Brush.
Your second word is lucky.
Charm.
And your third word is champagne.
Flute.
Say that again.
Flute.
F-L-U-T-E, yeah?
Well, now you're making me think.
No, I just couldn't hear you. That's all. I'm not doubting you. What are you saying?
We'll stick with my first answer.
Okay. So, after hair, you said brush. After lucky, you said charm. And after champagne, you said flute. Are we locking them in, Kim?
Go on, go for it.
Go on, lock them in. And get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Ba-da-bum. How was that this morning?
Yes, really fun. There's a parka jacket and a bucket hat
in
there.
Oh, the soundproof booth is ready for Oasis.
I said maybe.
Lovely. Let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is hair.
A hairbrush.
Your second word is lucky.
Lucky. Lucky charm.
And your third word is champagne.
Champagne. Oh. Now, there are a few options here. Oh, this is awful because I'm really torn between two words. I'm going to say champagne bottle. Yeah.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Kim in Dunleary this morning? I'm shaking.
Kim, did you say champagne supernova?
No, I was the same one as you. I said flute or bottle, flute or bottle.
Did we get the other
that
two?
That was so close.
Yeah,
yes. Kim, honestly, I thought you were going to say champagne supernova just because of Oasis this weekend. And
So close. Close.
Kim, and we both have a Leonard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it wasn't to be, but we should be friends.
You should absolutely be friends, and you should go and drink some champagne together.
We'll have a party.
Karaoke party and champagne. Oh, Kim, so close this morning. Sorry we didn't do it, but thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Cheers, Kim. I'm shaking. That's the second time, I think, this week that you've done that, it's been the first two.
And I told you, Mercury's coming out of retrograde. We're going to get a win next week. Fingers crossed.
Dramatic pause.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. On in Dublin, 98FM.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you're looking for something to do in the city this weekend, Cahill has got you covered with his What's On Guide. Hello.
For you, Cahill.
Happy Friday.
We made it.
Yes.
We got there in the end with a few naps in between.
Just a few. I've been looking at you on Instagram all week having your daily nap. You're adorable.
A little 45 minutes.
You fold your arms when you have a nap.
I'm thinking about just life and things, my pension. Yeah, well, we have to kick it off with Oasis. I know there's no tickets going, but if you do happen to get a chance at one, you should really take it. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime gig.
Yes.
Tomorrow and Sunday in Croke Park, you're obviously heading.
Yeah.
Gates are opening at like 5 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
And then the acts start to come on around 6. So support is by Cast, the band, followed by Richard Ashcroft.
Oh, song for the lovers. Honestly, I would love to see Richard Ashcroft live. I love him.
She's like, screw Oasis, I want Richard.
You're not seeing Richard Ashcroft this weekend, but you are going to an Oasis tribute band.
I am, lads. I'll give you the full review on Monday here on the Big Breakfast.
Oh no, we want that.
In Birmingham.
Also, we were speaking earlier on this morning, if you are going to Oasis, some toilet company came out with stats, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Victoria Plumbing say that the best time to go to the bathroom during the Oasis gig is during a song called Do You Know What I Mean, which is 7 minutes long. It's one of their least streamed songs. And also another acoustic ballad by Noel called Talk Tonight is another toilet opportunity.
Oh, yeah, you have to get it in there.
That is vital information. Yeah, thank you
and
for that.
There'd be loads of crack around kind of Drumcondra and stuff like that. So it'd be great. Another thing happening this weekend, obviously the Rocky Horror Picture Show is in town in the Borgosh. Jason Donovan, friend of the show.
was trying to get into the background of our videos during the week.
I'm starstruck when we saw him the other day.
Yeah, so that's on up until tomorrow, so you can go tonight or the next night. There are still tickets there.
And last day tomorrow.
We had Jen Zamparelli there on the show not so long ago.
Yeah. The narrator.
Yeah. She's doing a bit of the dance and I heard
she's
as well.
Her legs on her now, the photos I've seen.
Like myself.
Oh, yeah.
Also this weekend, obviously, Brendan went to the
Modest
Big Grill
well.
Last night. So that's in Herbert Park.
Oh, the Big Grill. That's honestly, I hadn't been since one of the first years it was on. The setup, like the I was blown away by the layout of it. It's a really good vibe.
I was there last year and it was just fab. I love
you'd have to be into the meat now.
Absolutely. You might just do so well.
I'm sure there's a bit of halloumi going somewhere.
No, there's another like stage you can walk around and
there's a few stages. They were doing a spicy chili competition yesterday. They were eating them. One woman had to be carted off by the paramedics.
Jesus Christ.
She's thrilled to have you talking about it on the radio.
Hotel.
No, things took a turn.
And Sing Along Social were there last year and I think they're returning this weekend.
Brilliant.
Also happening this weekend, Tour Ara. It's Irish for take care, but it's a free yoga event. It's run by Yoga Lanisha, and I actually went to the Whale Talk to Lanisha.
Oh, did you?
She runs a kind of a yoga every kind of couple of like weeks in the month, and it could be like the first Sunday or stuff like that. But it's in Dunleary Baths and you just bring your mat and it's free.
Amazing.
So if you've nothing to do on Sunday morning and you aren't after being out the night before and you want kind of a peaceful morning, that is on Sunday at 10 a.m.
Nice.
And then finally, I'm heading to Declan McKenna. Do you know Declan McKenna?
I don't, but I'm in school with him.
He's your cousin. No, he has that song Brazil, do you know? Oh no, it's lost on you guys.
You're going to that gig
again. What's the song Brazil?
You're a singer.
I can't
go
sing
on.
It. I can't think of the
Does
word.
It start Samba?
Samba. No, but he is usually a singer and he supported Sabrina Carpenter last year.
Oh,
and he's after supporting Imagine Dragons as well. He's really, really good.
Brilliant.
But he is doing a DJ set on Sunday night in the Bernard Show and there are still tickets for people. He's very much like DJ. He has been doing DJ sets after his gigs.
Okay.
So this is just a DJ set and it's very ABBA vibes, all disco stuff like that.
Nice.
So there are still tickets if you're looking forward to something like that.
Excellent stuff, Cahill. Thank you so much.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.